Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Be fine.
I have the right mic on. Bam! Yeah. We're live. Susa, what's up, dude?
Hey, how you doing?
You were barely alive when I spoke to you earlier today. You were like, and now you look great and you sound great.
Yeah, well, it worked out, so that helps a lot.
So there's a small window. When those drugs wear off from the workout, the endorphins and the mimorphins, you're toast. We might watch you crash on the show.
That's pretty much what will probably happen, yeah. I feel like for the last 4 days, I've been doing nothing but staring at numbers and figuring out accounting.
Texas. Unsporty Beth, hey, what's up? Damn, look at that fucking arm on that dude.
Wow.
Boom.
Jeez, look at you.
I'm starting doing some curls. Get ready for games again. Slater. What's up, dude? How are you doing? Got a little... Okay, there it is. I see it. It's you and Rich Froning. All right. I'm watching this whole P. Diddy thing go down.
Yeah.
And I'm on a bunch of the rap Instagram accounts. And I just, once again, when I first saw those signs on people's lawns that said Black Lives Matter, like, you know, I don't know, 15 years ago, I thought it was black people telling other black people that. Like, I thought it was like internally some culture thing. And then as it started spreading and I would see it on people's lawns, like white people's lawn, like I would see it in Portland and I'd like, fuck, this is kind of presumptuous of these fucking white people to say Black Lives Matter. Like this is, I thought it was just like a movement within black culture, right? Like, yeah. Hey, I'm melanated. And so we need to be telling each other because like, I don't need to be told Black Lives Matter.
Right. Yeah.
At all. And then it spread to like, oh shit, these people in the media, these libtards on CNN they're saying that this is messages for white people with white skin. It's not even for black people. And I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Like, it's black people. I seriously thought it was for, I thought this is so fucking clever. I thought it was like inner city ghetto shit where like people were shooting blacks. It was like, hey, dude, Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
But now I'm watching the whole P. Diddy thing that. So I'd go onto those rap sites where it's like all the comments are just fucking hood talk. and I just go on there and write Black Lives Matter. Remember, that message is for only two people, libtards and black folk. Like, I don't need to be fucking told that. I'm like zero. Most healthy people do not care if you're black or Asian or gay or tranny or like, we don't care. We don't care if you're Jehovah's Witness or a Scientologist. I just don't care. Like, I'm perfectly healthy and secure. I don't care. I don't a fucking care. Zero.
Well, that's the problem. That's why they insist upon you caring. They insist upon it.
I don't give a rat's ass. Oh, guys, the show. So what looks like what's happened is it looks like Jake Berman and Colton have postponed it. Hey, Sevan, I can't tomorrow morning. I have work, but I'm down to do another day if that's cool. Oh, okay. I was going to try to get Jake Berman on tomorrow. That was such short notice. Yeah, it was a shot in the dark. I know it is short notice. So the date's been changed. They were supposed to go Wednesday. And as Susa pointed out to me earlier today, it's been moved 1 week. So it's now been moved to April 10th. And I called Tim Murray and he's like, he's game too. So we're moving that whole thing down one week.
Yeah.
Do you know about the DLM movement?
No.
Dwarves Lives Matter.
Okay.
But just internally amongst them.
Yo, there's a lot of dwarf on dwarf violence lately.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I am seeing, it is starting to look like that maybe Diddy.
Diddy diddled?
Yeah, like maybe he, like, I don't care if he's gay. I don't care if he's paying girls to have sex. I don't care if he was doing drugs and fucking people. Like, I didn't care. But it looks like maybe it's it looks more and more like he was saying, like, hey, if you don't give me your butthole, I'm not making rap music with you or something.
I'm sure you guys probably talked about it on an earlier part of the show. I caught the back.
This morning.
Cat Williams.
And it's kind. I mean, wouldn't it be weird if I was like, hey, you can't come on my podcast unless you give up your butthole? But there's a difference between telling Jake Berman, like, hey, dude, like, if you don't give me your butthole, I won't let you on my podcast, versus telling Caleb, like, hey, I'm going to kick you off if you don't give me your butthole. There's a nuance there that I do think is significant.
Mm. Yeah, like, Caleb's got a taste of it, so he'll do it to stay, but Jake won't because he's never seen it. Is that what you mean?
No. Yeah, I mean that because Caleb's already in here, right? He's... Mm-hmm. And yeah, and is that what you were saying?
Yeah.
First, it's like it's coercion at that. It's coercion at that point. My mom's like, it's not unalienable rights. It's inalienable. What the fuck? When was someone going to tell me? I was like, how come no one in the podcast tell me? She's like, because you just spit it out because you don't know the word so fast that you trick people.
That is like, my go-to.
And I go, well, why haven't you told me on the air when you hear it? She's like, oh, you want me to come on there as your mommy and correct you? I'm like, yeah, whatever. Handle your bit. Yeah.
Fine. Yeah, the Cat Williams thing when he's like, I had two goals when I entered into Hollywood. Did you play that clip?
Who's saying that?
It's Cat Williams. And he's I had two goals when I got into Hollywood. I didn't play it.
Yeah, yeah.
And he like turns, he's like, to have a virgin butthole and to have never had sucked a penis.
Yeah. Yeah. JR just sent me a house at
it's funny you said JR and I immediately like checked my phone to see if he also texted me, but he didn't.
Okay. I spoke to Sarah today about Airbnb in Carson. We gotta get that figured out.
Okay.
Oh, I told her that we had some, so when you get a chance, okay.
I'll send him over. Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Basis coaching till tonight, and then I'll get
okay.
Him.
All right. So this is okay. That's taken care of that. I did my, talk about race, my obligatory race. I did my obligatory talk on, trannies and gay people. I talked about the dwarf event we're having. I think we're good. We can start the show.
Cool.
All right. With Dave Castro, week in review, April 1st. I'm going to say that Dave doesn't do any April Fool's jokes, that it's not really his style.
He doesn't really seem like a holiday guy at all, really.
I'm going to say he doesn't do that so much. Okay, here we go.
Week in review, April 1st, 20.
Oh, this is weird. I can hear it in my headphones.
You haven't been able to before?
No, normally I hear it through the speaker on my computer.
Is that because when you change whatever settings in Rumble, when we played around with it?
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
No, but this isn't Rumble. This is YouTube. But we did
I know,
some...
but remember you went to like system preferences and like changed.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You mean the operating system preferences. Right. Yep. You're right. Okay. All right. This is nice. Okay. So I don't have to do this thing with my ear. Okay. All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at us.
Yeah. Remember we were just talking about what a shit show the podcast is? But look, incremental steps. Susan and I were just saying how excited we are because the show's a joke and we have so much room to grow.
So much.
Okay. And is the phone hooked up just in case any douche were to call?
We're letting people call now? Oh, no.
No. They're not supposed to call, but just
only
in case
Will Brandstetter is allowed to call.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay. You haven't yet told the athletes they need to be on your show. You haven't yet told the athletes they need to be on your show. Which show? Who? What athletes? Anyway, fuck it. Okay. Who has a Mexican stash coming in nicely? Me or Sousa? Are you growing a little Mexican stash?
I think he's talking about Dave.
Oh, yeah. Good call.
I just shaved. Now yeah, I look it is younger Dave. Or I Dave, look older.
Dave totally Mexican stashes look like Asian girls' pubic hairs. You know what I mean? They're just kind of like straight. God. and they're spaced out. Judy. Eden Beaver. Isn't Dave the guy that parked so close he had to climb out the passenger side window? Yeah. Yes. He's that guy. And he banged he banged into our rental car with his rental car. Douche. Okay, here we go.
24. At Extremis 1978.
What kind of fucking name is that?
Hey Dave, may I respectfully request more details of how the age group qualifier finals is going to look?
Sorry, 1.25 time.
Thank you. He seemed a little slow.
Okay, here we go.
I thought it was just me.
All I see is that it's over 6 days. Do I need to take vacation to get the workouts done and special time constraints? Last year's first two had to be completed in 24 hours. Thank you in advance.
So the quarterfinals are coming up, and this guy's asking, like, hey, what are some of the details that the old people, I think that's like 35 and older, he's asking for details. And Dave said, hold on. And I don't see Doug. And I do see some interesting scope in the background today that I've never seen before on a tripod.
Yeah, that's cool. Can we turn Dave up a little bit? Is there any way to, his volume's a little low for me.
Maybe let me see.
Doug's pulling on my shit.
Is that better?
That sounds a little better. Yeah, look at that.
Oh, he doesn't have the headset on? Or does he?
No, he did.
More details on that will come eventually. Not right now. Not currently. But you should be fine.
No more details on old people, but you'll be fine.
Burn 1808. Hey, Dave, I watched the recent Danielle Brandon documentary in which you participated. It speaks to her high respect for you that she asked you to be part of her intimate life story. The video opened my eyes in that I always viewed her as just very glamorous and brash and with other false assumptions. But now I know her journey was almost the opposite of that. A fight for every inch of success and against tough odds. You worked.
Yes. Her and same with Conor McGregor. Completely silver spoon in her mouth, in his mouth. That's why he acts like that. What the fuck did you think her life was going to be like? Anyone who acts like that, that some shit happened to him. And they didn't ask, what do you mean an honor for Dave to be in there? They needed Dave to be the glue to hold the game segment together. You get that, right? He's the on-screen narrator that holds the thread of the games. I'm not saying that he wasn't perfect for it. He didn't do a great job, but come on. If Dave would have been gone, it'd have been Justin Berg.
Closely with hundreds of elite celebrated athletes and personality throughout your time running the games and have unequivocally always played it straight and fair. But beneath the poker face surface, is there a special place in your heart for those who rise from tremendous adversity, the underdogs and the scrappers?
I'd like to say one more thing too. In that guy's defense, to fight back at me being an asshole, there are athletes who are writing books that are just like, why did you write that book?
The fact that there is. Yeah. So for sure, I think people who have life stories of overcoming adversity and doing something unique or significant, it's easy to relate and connect with people like that and stories like that. In the case of the Danielle documentary, I'm really excited for her and happy that she's told her story in a way that she's comfortable with. And the community actually gets to see this side of her, because there has been an impression of her that was essentially incomplete, not knowing a lot of these other pieces. Years ago too, when I first met her and learned a little bit about her story and got to know her and talked with her, it was interesting because I told my team, I'm like, hey, this girl is she's gonna be something special in the community. She's her story and her fight and her attitude, it's really gonna resonate with our crowd, and over the years it has. And this is just another piece in her puzzle and her story that will make her more relatable to our audience and people. And now here's the deal, like a lot of individuals have their own unique story, and some choose to share it and others don't. She is choosing to share hers, and what that is doing is going to make her incredibly more relatable. So
interesting.
There was nothing in the documentary that surprised me.
Yeah, because you already did the tell all on this show like 3 years ago.
Oh, well, that too.
You already heard it.
That too, but there was not one thing that surprised me. That's not a good thing or bad thing, but there's not one. I wasn't like, oh my God, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah. I haven't seen it yet still.
Yeah. It's good. It's an adventure. It's like a Jason Statham movie. You're never like, it's like good, but you're never like, holy shit, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
And just so you know, he was very delicate there. I've been on the receiving end of Dave making fun of me so much. You're just like the rest of those assholes that can't shut up about your own life and feels like you have to share everything. And I think that's more of his, I'll ask him next time he's on the show. He used to call me a sharent. It's a parent that shares too much. Yeah, sharent.
I just think it's because he's on the complete other end of the spectrum.
I saw the neck tattoo coming.
Hmm?
I did not see the 8 inches of cleavage that her mom was showing coming. Wow. But I enjoyed it.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Now I'm intrigued.
Top three favorite parts of the movie.
With a large number of our audience, and not only relatable, but someone you want to get behind and care for. So really proud of her for doing this, and honored that I was asked to be involved, and glad I can contribute in any possible way that I could to help her with that story.
Who didn't want to cheer from her before? Who didn't want to cheer for her?
Yeah, I think she got a cheering section going right away.
Yeah, I never hear anyone say anything bad about her.
Me neither.
Ever. Never. Not even a little bit. I heard there were some concerns, like she was doing some stories and it seemed like she was high or something. She was like slurring or talking weird, but
she likes to party. It's all right. She's young.
Yeah. Yeah. But I haven't heard one thing bad about her.
Yeah. You think Dave will come and do a movie and tell our story?
If we tell our story, he'd be a part of it for sure. Yeah. I'd like to see Dave's story. Dave's got a crazy story. I know his story too. His story is crazy. His story is fucking crazy.
Do you think he'll ever share them? You think he thinks about that? Like, do they go with him, or is he gonna is he gonna share that somehow?
I don't know. It would blow people away, though.
I guarantee it would. Did you ever look like thumb through his book that he made? Did you ever look at that?
I've thumbed through it, but I didn't read it. I didn't read it.
I read it. I enjoyed it.
That was her lip extensions doing that. I don't think those are called lip extensions.
Be nice, Mason. She comes from a rough upbringing.
Then again, I think some people think that, like, when I say stuff about people, they think like it's a put down.
Like they just automatically assume that it must be an insult if you're saying it.
Yeah, like they, I don't know. I'll think of an example, but like if someone says, "Hey, that person didn't squat below parallel," they think that's an insult. Same thing with compliments. Sometimes people think I'm complimenting them. I'm like, I am complimenting you. I'm just making an observation.
Maybe it's them. It's their insecurities. It's the voice in their head.
Yeah, you don't got to draw a conclusion based on everything I say or anyone says.
Story. At Dash Han Cox 6624, people moved in on them, so it's a fair war. So he's talking about the mountain lions. Last week I talked about the mountain lion that attacked two individuals while they were out shedding. Shedding is looking for antlers in north of Sacramento, actually east of Sacramento towards Tahoe. And so one was killed and one was severely injured. And so this person's comment is people moved in on them first, so it's a fair war. That's pretty twisted if you ask me. He's talking about it being a war now.
That's fucking Mr. Whatever the fuck that guy's name is. Oh, so where do we go? On behalf of the human species, where do we go?
That's a weird comment.
Fine. It's fair. It's not fair. I don't even know what that means, a fair. Fine. Then if it's a fair war, then they're all going to get obliterated. There's a mountain lion sighting in my neighborhood or in my area, my township, once a year minimum. Like, not just a sighting, but someone's got pictures of, like, one hanging out on the front porch.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I mean, it's a fair war. How about just like, yeah, there's going to be mountain lions. There's bears here. There's peregrine falcons. There's hawks. And sometimes our paths are going to cross. And if you feel threatened by one, just put a cap in his ass. Or just carry a side piece. And I don't mean the kind that Jay-Z has. I mean like a gun. Right?
Yeah, I completely agree.
Yeah.
Now, when these two innocent people were out there looking for deer antlers and a mountain lion attacked them and killed them. and now saying it's a fair war. And actually, with that statement, it's not even a fair war in California. It's not a war, first of all. And it's not even fair because they're incredibly protected. So you can't hunt them at all. We can't do any population control on them. So.
And no one moved in on anyone, motherfuckers. We live on planet Earth.
Still a really unique statement to make. And then there's a few other statements around the mountain lion piece that I'm going to also batch in with this one. That lion attack was 6 miles from my parents' house. Second time that I can remember we had a person killed by a cat. Crazy. People moved in on, I'm going back to the first one. People moved in on them. So it's a fair war. The question is how, I think this was out in the woods and out in the forest. It was off a road. I do know that, but it wasn't like in a neighborhood or a community. So this aspect.
Yeah. We live out in the middle of fucking nowhere, in case people don't know. I have the smallest property in my neighborhood and it's a half acre. My neighbor has the next smallest one. It's an acre. And then everything else after that is like 20 acres or more. And Dave's ranch is on 60 acres and Dave's home is on a couple acres. Like we live like in the middle of like, it's all 2-lane roads around here.
Mm-hmm.
Greg lives in between Dave and I. He has the smallest property in his neighborhood. His is 16 acres. It's not like, there's fucking wild animals everywhere.
He's really triggered by that dude's comment.
I'm triggered by it. It's a douche canoe shit.
It's a terrible comment.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, they fucking two people were killed on by mountain lions. I mean, it sucks. Then hey, and the thing is, it would suck not as bad, but it would suck if I saw a mountain lion dead on the highway too. I haven't seen that, but I see dead deer on the highway and it sucks.
Mm-hmm.
But like I see deer, like I'm probably a lot of America does, but I see deer every single day. You probably see them. I mean, you live in Bump BFE. And you're in a suburb of San Francisco. Really. Well, when I drove to your to your gym,
yeah,
I had to go down that 2-lane road for 30 miles of nothing.
Yeah, because you're coming through the south. That's right. But the crazy thing is even if I go east and I take 580 with the major freeway out here, you'll still see deer up on the hillside and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, and if you head towards the 5 from your house, it's fucking 100,000 acres of fucking nothing.
Nothing. Yeah. But like Livermore is like the end. And then you go over the Altamont and it's nothing.
Yeah. Civilization's over. So
you hit the grapevine.
It's just big rigs. Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Big rigs and meth labs.
Like if people moved in on them, it's a fair war. I'm not buying that. So this person who commented, the lion attack was 6 miles from my parents' house. Second time I can remember we had a person killed by a cat. My question to him is how far out there was this attack in general, the neighborhoods and populations? And then here's another one. I don't know the details, as Dave don't, but I am pretty sure that human population, especially growing living areas, mixed with climate change, prey moving to lower areas.
Climate mixed with climate change?
How's he going to navigate this? Old Dave, don't take a position. Don't want to
mixed with climate change.
Climate change.
Hold on. Oh, I'm looking out my window and I'm seeing the climate change right now. Do you mean anthropogenic global warming? I mean, what the fuck? God damn it. Oh. Those people got killed because of the climate changes. What do you mean? From winter to spring? It's just hard talk.
I know how to solve it. We should just pay more taxes.
Right, right. You mean to help the car? If we change the carbon, if we get carbon neutral, and by paying more, we'll pay more taxes and we'll get carbon neutral.
Mm-hmm. And you need to reduce your carbon footprint every day.
And there'll be less mountain lion killings.
Clearly.
And black people will have fewer heart attacks. How about the media? That's like a big thing. The media says that melanated people are stressed out by all the global, but because of climate change. It's like, no, they're stressed out because you keep talking about some bullshit that you can't explain.
That was actually said.
Dude, it's a huge thing. You could Google it's yes, yes, yes. Pete Buttigieg has said it fucking 1,000 times.
Oh my God.
I know, it's nuts. Hey dude, all that stuff stresses everyone out, by the way. And it's not the climate change stressing them out. It's you fucktards. It's people talking about it and when they'd have no idea what they're talking about.
Yeah.
And we just, for those of you who don't know, Dave is probably one of the, he's borderlining an expert on anthropogenic global warming, climate change, global warming, all those things. He has read a lot of books on the issue, on both sides of the argument.
Due to drought, et cetera, is amazing.
Yeah, Rachel Levine said it too. That's true. Yes. Do you guys know who, do you guys remember who Rachel Levine is? That's the tranny who's like our admiral of health in the United States.
Oh, God.
That's the lady during COVID who pulled her 93-year-old mom out of a nursing home and put other old people with COVID in nursing homes and was getting them killed.
Dude, we're so pathetic.
We are pathetic.
It's pathetic. Like,
Rachel Levine. Dude. I don't even want to ruin the show and bring a picture of that thing up.
Yeah, I don't do that.
That's right. She made that. Now I'm starting to remember that whole talk now, Mike. I remember that whole talk. She did a whole thing about how climate change is so bad for Black people. This is a white man who dresses up as a woman.
God.
Then of mountain lions getting in contact with humans, causing accidental meets. They're not the problems. Humans are. They're not the problems.
Oh,
humans
God.
Are. That's another trippy one. And maybe it's because I'm reading the Bible right now and I have so much respect for our existence and being, to say that they're not the problem, humans are. Human again, these two individuals.
That's indoctrination, by the way.
What?
That's just indoctrination. That's libtard talk. It's us against them. It's always and it's always you man bad.
Right.
Man bad. It's just crazy libtard talk.
Oh, and by the way,
I guarantee you the person who says that lives in a major metropolis. That's not like some dude who lives in Montana or Iowa or Nebraska or the central coast of California or eastern Washington or eastern Oregon. That's like some fucktard who lives in like Boston who said that, who like hasn't been out of the concrete jungle except to go to the local park. I mean, it's just idiot shit. Go ahead. Sorry, what were you gonna say?
No, that I mean, you pretty much, you hit it.
I stole your line.
Yeah.
We're in the woods and they were attacked by a mountain lion. And to say that they are not the problems, humans are, it's an interesting perspective. It's a perspective that obviously it's yours to have. I don't have to agree with it. And even let's go earlier in the sentence.
If you live in the south side of Chicago, you know humans are the problem.
Yep. Hey, that same, now that I remember, that same dude you were describing, I was just going to add one more tidbit. You remember history only starts 300 years ago with those people too.
Oh, right.
You know, just 300 years. We don't need to look further than that. It's and then there's the collective. We suck as Americans because we ran out the Native Americans and we had slavery. Right. It just ends right there. They don't even look at how human history has been for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. Like, newsflash, it's built on rape, pillage and war.
Lupe, who has a PhD in Buttigieg, comments, made claims about racism and climate change separately. Don't make me find it. Don't make me find it.
Uh-oh.
Well, fuck. You have to go back and give up your PhD, Lupe. Listen, it's crazy that you would say anything to defend Pete Buttigieg. He said so much stupid shit. I'm going to find it. Not in the show. You'll be around tomorrow morning.
Kenneth, is there a DUI?
Shove Pete Buttigieg so far up your ass.
She said I did a Google search, like you said.
Oh. All right, fine. Then you win. My bad. Okay.
Let me just reread this whole thing. I don't know the details, as Dave don't, is how he said it, as Dave don't. I don't know the details, as Dave does not or doesn't, but I am pretty sure that human population and especially growing living areas.
Another fucking tart argument. How does this person know that Dave doesn't? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mixed with climate change, prey moving to lower areas due to drought, etc., is the main reason of mountain lions getting in contact with humans, causing accidental meets. So climate change and humans are the problem here.
Just so you guys know, we've seen fewer animals in the last 2 years in California than ever before. Do you want to know why? Because it hasn't fucking stopped raining here in 2 years. There's so much fucking water, you wouldn't believe it.
Yep.
I mean, there's just water everywhere now. I used to see coyotes all the time and never see shit now. Everything's just up in the hills.
Mm-hmm.
We have so much fucking water in California right now. It's absurd. But we'll have a drought next year.
Is what this guy is suggesting. And his
he's also suggesting you don't know, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
He's also declaring, he's saying, I'm stupid and you're stupid, Dave. So don't try to argue back with me.
Was abstract genius comments. Maybe he's just fishing. I hope he's just fishing. Maybe he's just trolling me. I hope he is. Let's go on to the next one. Go back to the mountain lion thing. I mean, here's the deal. I've never been attacked, thankfully. A lot of people have never been attacked. So it's not like, let me just say this. It's not like mountain lions are just attacking people left and right. But there have been attacks, and recently one person died. So it's something to...
Every year someone's dying here from a mountain lion attack. It just happens. We accept it. No one's even complaining about it. We don't have signs up saying, watch out from... some places we do have signs. Just happens. And it's happened forever. Before, when the climate never changed and there was just, it just stayed always at 72 degrees on the earth 24 hours a day with no wind or nothing, when there was zero climate change, they attacked then too. Climate change. It's fucking amazing.
Climate change.
Talk about and note, and the mountain lion population in California.
You know that's a fucking psyop, right? They gave you that word so you would fucking troll people on the internet. You're just in the fucking matrix doing the dirty work for the fucking idiots. You're a slave.
Is growing out of control because there is no way to control the population. And hey, here's the deal, like something does have to give, especially as humans inhabit California. Are we going to prioritize mountain lion lives, or are we going to prioritize human lives if mountain lions start getting more aggressive?
Well, that's a profound statement. Which one, Mr. 93724-5 Andy Johns from YouTube, which one are we going to prioritize?
Animals.
Mountain lion charging your daughter, but they're endangered. I mean, they're not. Let's say they are. The last white rhino is charging your child.
Yep. And that's it. There's no more.
For all of humanity, you put down your 30-30 and let him fucking kill your kid. Yeah, it's the exact same word fuckery they use with homeless people, unhoused. Mm-hmm. It's just.
Yep.
The whole global warming thing stopped working, so they rebranded climate change. So much bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish we could send all these people to, like, one area. Like, I'm willing to give them, like, half the United States. Here, you go. Take the eastern seaboard. It's yours.
Just go over there.
Yeah, go over there.
We kind of did with Oregon, and it didn't turn out too well.
Watch what we do over here. You guys go over there and do that shit. I don't know this for a fact, but I bet you the right has preserved more land as national parks than the left.
Interesting. That'd be interesting to find out.
And I don't know, man. Like, this notion of we're moving into their or we're growing population into their territory. This is a massive state. There's a lot of land. Yeah, I guess you could say, especially in Southern California, maybe that's more of a case. But up here, there's still a ton of open space. At Karina Rain, the Dave Chronicles, man, the day these
Karina Rain.
Mm-hmm. She's here now, I think.
1 degree of separation from P. Diddy.
I wonder if she's got some stories.
Yeah.
She's heard some stuff. I bet.
Hey, and I could be wrong, it could be closer. I could be wrong, it could be closer.
Hopefully not too close for her sake.
I don't know. There was a guy arrested in an airport yesterday in Miami, and he's supposedly P. Diddy's drug dealer, and he did this special mixture of MDMA and cocaine, and they showed pictures of it. It's like in these pink. I don't know if it was like just a graphic or if it was really the bags. That's a hell of a mixture.
That's a hell of a mixture. Yeah. I wonder how they ingested that. He put in people's drinks, or
It sounds like he was drunk. It didn't sound like he was pulling to Bill Cosby.
Oh, so
he was just like, hey, Susie, you want to do a line? And next thing I know, I got my fucking balls deep in you, buddy.
Got it. Okay. I'll make you famous.
Mm.
You want to be famous?
And the whole thing with video cameras in the room, like I'm pretty sure that that's one of the things told to all rappers and professional athletes. Hey, if you're fucking, make sure you videotape it. So if they say it wasn't consensual, you have proof.
Wow. Like little hidden security camera shit.
I was on Kalipa's podcast today.
Oh, yeah. How'd that go?
I thought it went great. A few times I was saying shit's coming out of my mouth and I'm looking at his face and I thought like maybe like I had my dick out. He looked shocked at the stuff I was saying.
Awesome. Did he tell you when it's going to air? Do we know how long that like turnover takes for them?
No, I was pretty fired up.
Cool.
Oprah Winfrey is connected to every single deviant that's been exposed.
It's up for everybody in 2024.
I used to be attracted to Oprah. Very attracted to her. I met her. I held her hand.
No, when?
At a film festival in Nashville. My film was playing at the same in the same theater as the film that her dad was in a film, and he was in the film, and so she went to watch it.
And how'd you meet her?
She was walking out and she was so much fucking security. And I just walked up to her and the security tried to pull me away and she grabbed my hand and she said, walk with me.
Damn.
Yeah.
See, that's how she gets you. They're so charismatic. You just fucking.
Yeah. I'd bang Oprah. I know that it's crazy, right?
Hmm.
Why not? What about Danielle Brandon's mom, pool boy? Shows this show. I do need a standee. I wonder if my shows would be different if I got a standee before the show.
We could run an experiment.
Oh, standee shows and non-standee shows.
Mm-hmm. And the audience has to guess.
That's hard pass. Wow, no shit. Yeah, smash. Thank you. What? You think Oprah is more attractive than Danielle's mom? You're out of your fucking mind.
It's the money for him.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
The money, the power, the fame.
Yeah, I like all that too.
You know what I mean?
Yep. It's cool. I get it. It's like you might not be a hunter, but if someone's like, hey, you want to shoot a rhino? You'll be like, all right.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have a guest on the show that I hated if I just thought they were a big guest. Not Don Lemon, though.
You wouldn't have Don Lemon on?
No, I would. I'm joking.
You should have Don Lemon on. Are you kidding? That'd be great.
All right, here we go.
He's stopped. It's going to be a sad day. Hope these live on forever, kind of like the journal. Well, thank you. Thanks for the praise. Front of open space. At Karina Rain. The Dave Chronicles. Man, the day these stop is going to be a sad day. Hope these live on forever, kind of like the journal. Well, thank you. Thanks for the praise. At Brian.
The journal doesn't live on forever. Was that some weird shit? Cryptic shit? I hope these weekend reviews last forever like the journal, but the journal is dead.
Oh, interesting.
Bryson Del Monte, 1431. Hey, Dave, why are you...
This is our Bryson Del Monte as a comment being read?
Bryson?
I'm pretty sure he just said that.
Workout demo, man, Bryson?
Yeah, big shirt, Bryson.
Stop. It's going to be a sad day. Hope these live on forever, kind of like the journal. Well, thank you. Thanks for the praise. At Bryson Del Monte, 1431. Hey, Dave, why are you destroying CrossFit's brand by reposting that horrible 550 back squat that wasn't even close to depth? The guy who claimed 550 back squat and 457 mile in the same hour. Thanks. I disagree that that's destroying CrossFit's brand.
Holy shit, Bryson's trolling the fuck out of him.
Yeah, he went hard with that one.
There's no way Bryson really thinks that. But maybe. We got to ask him.
Got to get your comment read.
If you think that's destroying CrossFit's brand, that's a bold statement to make without.
It's okay. It's okay to post someone failing a 550 squat. There's nothing brand diminishing about that at all.
Yeah.
Having any evidence of that. I'll tell you what, me reposting someone back squatting 550 and not hitting depth is not what's going to destroy CrossFit's brand. I wish I had that much power that I could destroy and make it with one simple post. But I will say this. just because I post that individual's effort does not mean it's necessarily an endorsement, right? There's plenty of things. And this is that dilemma we live in nowadays where, you know, you can't even have someone on your, let's say, on your network without it being automatically an endorsement of or giving them a platform or this weird realm of because you have a dissenting view or someone with a different opinion or voice, you can't engage with them. You can't platform them. This is the same sort of thing. So just because I repost it doesn't mean I agree with his depth, doesn't agree I support the effort. It means I was intrigued.
But you should support the effort. Everyone should support the effort. The effort was crazy.
Yeah, it was nuts. And, you know, it wasn't – he missed depth, yes. But did he miss it so terribly that, like, you know, I don't know. I guess if we're going to just hold the standard. The standard is the standard, then he missed the rep. But it was such a – it wasn't that far of a miss to me that, like, the effort was still there, right? Like, he still – I couldn't fucking do that at the depth that he did. It would just crumble underneath me.
Most people couldn't step out of the rack with 550.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that terrifies me. I think my vertebrae would collapse like Building 7.
You should have just done it at 500 and just gone ass to grass.
Damn. All right. Here we go. Oh, wait, what's going on here? Okay.
Intrigued by it, and I think it's fascinating, and I wanted to share it with the community. And maybe, honestly, I didn't do it for this, but maybe I wanted to share it with the community so everyone could say, hey, his depth is high. There will be things that I post that aren't the most perfect expression of CrossFit or something that I even believe in or agree with. I'll give you another example. I've deleted a lot of my previous posts about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. I just got bored with having thousands of posts, so I just went through and deleted. But there was a time when I would post books on climate change. And if I posted that I read a book from one perspective, people lost their shit on me. How could you read this? How could you support this? And then I post from the other side, and still the same thing. It's not taking a side. It's just educating myself on both sides. And so my point being, just because I post a book or something,
I read the book on critical race theory. It was fucking so hard to get through without fucking wanting to put a fucking gun in your mouth.
Wow.
But I fucking definitely don't endorse organized racism.
Was that the anti-racist book or whatever?
It was written by
There was like a real popular one, you know what I'm talking about? I think it was called
Really popular. It was the lady who wrote it.
It was a lady. Okay.
The one by Ibram, not that
okay.
one.
Okay. I don't think okay. So. Just go into Barnes & Noble. They got your whole races section right there in front.
Yeah, let me see. Critical Race. Let me see if I can see her name. And that's a lie. I didn't read it. I listened to it on audio. Anyway. It was fucking brutal. Yeah, good on you, Dave. And hey, here's the thing, too. It's also cool that these people are saying that it's a bullshit post and CrossFit shouldn't post it. That's cool, too. I mean, it's not cool, but it's not cool. George Floyd wrote it. No. All right.
Doesn't mean as it's an endorsement of. And I think people lose sight of that at times. So this question is, why I'm destroying CrossFit Band by reposting that horrible 550 back squat that wasn't even close to depth. Maybe I was trying to make you guys better coaches so you could see that and you could call him out on his squat depth. At Mr. Bassman 83.
I bet you he didn't even notice it.
You watched it, right?
Yeah.
What'd you think of it?
I mean, I was crazy impressed. I'm not really into the no rep thing at all.
Yeah.
But I also don't mind it either.
I don't mind that it was no rep. Like, I feel like if he was doing it for Guinness, then that was the standard, like hip crease below the knee, right?
Right.
And it wouldn't have counted. But in terms of like just the sheer like, you know, effort it takes to pull that off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't have a problem with it. But he doesn't get to if I was like running the Adam Klink Club, he doesn't get to be in Adam's club.
Right.
But I was still like, holy fuck, this dude's a savage.
Super impressive.
And I didn't see his mile, but I heard his mile. I heard like he ran a 6.7
or something.
I heard he ran like a 6 minute mile the last like 200 yards or something, which is just crazy. Meaning he ran out of gas and still did it.
And still made it across.
And that's
the line,
it's yeah. a big fucking, that dude's a,
yeah.
a hunk of a man, a hulk of a man.
Yeah.
But I don't think Dave even looked at it. He probably was just like, oh, this is cool, and posted.
Yeah.
Hey, Dave, I've currently been training at an unaffiliated gym that follows CrossFit functional programming, and I love it. I love the methodology. My question is, after you complete reading the different religious texts, do you plan to dive deeper in understanding the content, i.e. systematic theology or commentaries? It is one thing to read through them and you can absorb a lot, but it is a whole other thing to understand the overarching themes. Yes, not at a super deep level, but on a higher surface level, kind of. Yes, I do want to understand the content and dive into some commentaries on all of the texts for sure.
So Dave, after you read this imaginary story that lays out the inner psychology of man and is the world's top-selling self-help book, do you plan to read what other people's imaginations write about the person's imagination who wrote that book?
But do you like how that dude started that comment?
I just, the dipshittery.
It was so weird. I have been currently whatever at an unaffiliated gym.
Yeah.
Like,
I like watching Dave read it. That's more important. That's so good.
But it's just like, why put that? What the that was weird, right?
Oh my God. Man.
Back to your first statement. I have currently been training at an unaffiliated gym that follows CrossFit functional programming. I love it. Love the methodology.
Yeah. What? Yeah.
You should go to an affiliate. Okay, let's pop it. At Andreas Toscano. Hi, Dave. I've been doing CrossFit for 12 years now and just completed my 11th open. One of the things I've always found important in and unique about CrossFit are the benchmark, aka redoing workouts. What was the reason for not having a redo in the this year in the open? As much as I like 24.3, I feel like 19.5 or 21.3 could have done a similar job while keeping a redo in the mix. Thanks for your work and your weekend review videos. Glad you're back. Thanks. You're right. 21.3 or 19.5 could have done a similar job while keeping a redo in the mix. I think redos, especially in the open, became a little more interesting with the 3-week format, meaning in the 5-week format, it was always pretty easy to have a redo because there's 5 weeks of open and 5 opportunities to plug one in. With the 3-week format, I think it makes it a little more, you have to be very deliberate and thoughtful about it. And so last year they had a redo in the open, which was good. This year we did not. Maybe last year we might, but it was very deliberate and thought through. And
he meant to say maybe next year we might.
I think so, yeah.
Not to have a redo this year, which they are important. And I do think biasing towards having them more often than not is a better approach. But again, every rule is made to be broken or to riff on. And so this year we decided not to. Does not mean that's going to be the norm, but it's just how we did it this year. And here's the thing about redoing, for everyone's knowledge, and I think everyone does know this, but it's all about tracking progress and seeing yourself get better as an athlete or not, and seeing how much improvement you've had with the methodology. So in terms of actually, I believe most gyms don't do enough retesting at their in their own programming, in their own CrossFit journey on a regular basis. I think some workouts should be retested every 4 to 8 weeks. And even some stuff you can retest in little micro cycles every 1 to 2 weeks.
What if the quarterfinals is all just old open workouts?
That's what I was going to say. We could see a repeat in one of those. But there's only 4, right? They reduced it down to 4.
Yeah, JR told me there's no way.
No way there's going to be a repeat?
There's no way there's going to be 4.
Oh, so he thinks that there'll be more than 4 scored events, but 4 workouts in total. So like a part A, part B type thing?
Yeah, he said there's no fucking way.
Yeah, and he's probably right.
I'm as certain as I can be about it. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I was supposed to say that.
Well, he stole his material.
There's a lot of little things, even in my own programming, that I'll do. And then within a week or two, I'll retest just to see little progress. And then over the course of a longer time frame, there's a lot of other things I'll revisit. So retesting and revisiting, I think, feels underutilized currently, but should be more prioritized amongst all programmers and gym owners.
The most intense competition of the entire CrossFit year will also happen this quarterfinals. And it will be at CrossFit Crash, and it will be Dallin Pepper, Jason Hopper, Colton Mertens, and Taylor Self versus the world. And it's going to be every day until they're done with the workouts. So that's something to look forward to.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
At Chris Grant. Dave, thanks for your week in review. I love
that. Oh, I didn't ask Rios if he wanted to do
behind the scenes?
Yeah, I need to do that after the show.
Okay.
Format and was inspired to do something in my last job. Cool. Do you have any comment on the Rogue Invitational coming to Scotland? Does it set a precedent or a testing ground for the games to be held outside of the U.S. in the future? Finally, are you coming to Scotland for Rogue? Would be happy to share a whiskey and some huggies. I probably won't go to Scotland for Rogue. Does it set a precedent or a testing ground for the games to be held outside? We've been planning on taking the games outside of the U.S. for a very long time. There's kind of a little target in my mind for when that's going to happen. Does this set any precedent for it or testing ground for it? No, not really. We're planning on doing that eventually anyways. And I think what the testing ground for us in terms of holding the games outside the U.S. have been things well before the Rogue Invitational, like even semifinals, before that regionals, and knowing how they do that, before that the CrossFit Invitational. I don't know if a lot of people know this, but before there was the Rogue Invitational, there was a CrossFit Invitational. And the CrossFit Invitational was Team USA versus Team Europe versus Team Australia versus Team
Canada.
Prior to that, it was Team USA versus Team World.
And now there's the Sevan Podcast Invitational.
Yep. Crazy. Starting in 2 weeks.
Yeah. I'm a copycat. I'm fine with that.
Fine.
Yeah.
It's actually something Reebok not just to do, and in partnership with them, we did. And it was a lot of fun. Different format than the Rogue Invitational. The Rogue Invitational is a multi-day event. The CrossFit Invitational,
with the fucking best athletes in the world going to war. The 20 best fittest in the world. It's way different. I mean, I thought the Invitational was stupid. Did you like the Invitational? No.
I went to the one in San Jose. Was that the first year they had it?
I went to that one too.
Yeah. I liked that.
I know it was the first. You did like it.
It was cool. Of course.
All right. It was empty. No one showed up.
I mean, I was there.
Yeah, that's true. The one in you know which one was crazy and huge is the one they did in Europe, I guess, was crazy.
Yeah.
I guess the crowd. Yeah, I guess the crowd went crazy.
Mason wasn't a fan.
No.
Invitational was a made for TV 2 hours series. So no, it doesn't. It's not going to drive us going overseas or validate us taking it overseas, our other previous events and our strong affiliate community overseas. And the duration for which the games have been in the U.S. is what will take it overseas. At William Bled 2553, thanks, Dave. Really enjoy your week in review and perspective on various topics. Do you plan to make any leather patches with hook backing? Would love to add a personalized TDC patch to my Go Ruck and weight vest. Keep up the good work. Appreciate all you do for the CrossFit community. I probably will add some vests to my website soon, tdcmercantile.com. I have not yet, but probably will in the next few weeks. At Craig-PK5CC, Dave,
Did that one guy say a few posts ago, whiskey and huggies? Was that a girl or a guy?
I don't know, but is like a huggy something, is that like a P. Diddy thing, or is that like, like a food we don't know about?
I just think it's like, it sounds like intimate hugging, like huggies. Barclay, you know what else is crazy and huge? That Matuthian.
Damn right. Just got mine today. Stoked.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to hear your feedback on it.
Yep. Maybe I'll do it live. My live reaction to Matuthian.
Oh. On your 11 a.m. show tomorrow.
First brush.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, we'll do it at 4:45 a.m. in the morning.
Oh. Oh, you in like it's recorded with your phone.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. Okay.
Because remember I tested out that live feature on YouTube for shorts?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've done that twice. I did that again today, live on YouTube Shorts when I was at the firefighter tower.
Did I tell you how young you look today?
Thank you. That's so nice.
Have you been using TDC oil on your skin?
No. I want to be sponsored.
Before you,
you know, like when people ask us if we're sponsoring any athletes.
Yeah,
we'll be sponsored by TDC.
Do any, but we have athletes that sponsor the show.
Yeah.
Informal. I would say Colton sponsors the show.
Yep. Just got to win and throw the shirt on, baby.
I think Ariel Lowen sponsors the show. Just people who got our back. Like they'll come on. I'd say Down Pepper.
James Sprague.
He's aging. James Sprague, definitely sponsor.
Yep. Good dudes.
Trying to think of us. Yeah. This isn't the kind of show that sponsors the athletes. The athletes sponsor
the show.
Pat Vellner.
Pavel was always definitely very a good sponsor.
He's probably like he probably doesn't want. He's probably not open about it. He's still in the closet, but he's definitely a sponsor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, silent investor, if you will.
Yeah, I was thinking it's more like Trump supporters. Like you know what I mean? That you're just Or like pool boy in the closet. Yeah, pool boy sponsors the show.
Pool
for
boy
sure.
sponsors the show. Thank you.
Katie Henniger sponsors the show.
Yep, Dave himself.
Oh shit! I saw boxes on my skateboard ramp from Rogue.
Oh, did they get you something cool?
I don't know. I don't remember ordering anything.
I get so jealous when they send you something.
I don't blame you. Pete Buttigieg did say that climate change is racist, Lupe.
Get in touch with their agents.
Get in touch with their agents to set that up. After the show this morning, four agents reached out to me and said thank you for having our athletes on.
That is how nice of them doing their jobs.
I lied. Not
making
not
relationship.
A
oh not no, a they didn't. Oh, oh. Shocker.
I told you that someone on the show bought my mom a year's membership at her CrossFit gym. Did I tell you that?
No, what?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes.
That's fucking incredible. Do you know who it is?
Yeah.
You don't have to say. That's
it's
awesome.
Just, it's just, and that's what just, I just keep thinking about just, and no one has, cool. no one has to do that, right? Like, I don't need the agents to say thank you. I don't care if they do. I'm just thinking, like, if I'm an athlete, if you were so after Jason had me on the show today, I immediately reached out to him. Like, thank you so much for having me on. Cause I mean it. If I'm a fucking agent, the cool thing about it, an agent is you can be fake as fuck. That's your job.
Right.
You're fucking fake leech.
That's true.
And your job is just to try to fucking be as authentic as you can through the fact that your job is completely superficial. And so why wouldn't you be like, why wouldn't you call a show like Mal O'Brien was on Brian's show.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt O'Keefe, I'm guessing, would then reach out to him and be like, hey, great job. Thanks for having Mal on. You guys really have something special together. Thanks for doing that.
I mean, that's like, in my opinion, that's like the least.
Bare minimum.
Yeah. Because more so it would be like, especially for all the athletes that we had on behind the scenes. Like I'm in all the footage that we had. I'm so surprised agents didn't reach out to us and be like, hey, there's like all these other clips. Like, what could we do to help support you guys? Is my athlete in any of the episodes really
yes.
heavy? Like, what
yes.
could we do there?
Yes.
How could I connect you guys with some of the yeah. brands that the athletes are? Would you sponsor certain segments? Hey, we're going to do this promo. Ariel's coming on. Can we make sure she does this?
Yeah,
is that okay with you guys?
Like, do you think that's evidence they don't give a fuck? Like, if you're an athlete and you're the behind the scenes, why wouldn't you just send us a DM or a text and be like, hey, by the way, I'll repost anything you post or 75 clips and I'll repost them.
Mm-hmm. I have no idea. I said it in the text thread a couple of days ago when I was like, I feel like all of them think so small, too. Like, they're all stuck inside the mud puddle of CrossFit. Like, you have a superstar. Like, Ariel Owens, a superstar. You should be postering her up all over the place as like this.
Who's her agent? Who's is she with Lab Man? Who's her agent?
I don't know who her agent is, but it's like everybody, like I made the joke. I was like, yeah, why go after these multi-billion-dollar companies when you could have like $500 a month from Joe Schmo that's, you know, sells fucking grips. It's like, dude, nobody thinks outside of the box. So when we were going to do the live call and love line with Danielle, which would have been a fucking crazy awesome show. She did say she could do.
Yeah,
it was just
yeah.
really tough to like hammer that down. But let's assume that she was like committed and it was going to roll through.
Right.
The second before we even had that show and she was like, she said she would do it like verbally.
Yeah.
I reached out to like random condom sponsors like Trojan.
Yeah.
And like all these
awesome.
Other things. So we
awesome.
Could like, we could, and I just threw this big net out there to a bunch of companies that weren't in the CrossFit space at all. And it's like, hey, we got this superstar coming on. She's hella funny. The people dig the show. We're going to field these call-ins coming in. This would be a good fit for you guys. Like, why would you not?
Right. And maybe they try, but
maybe
but
they try, even,
but I'm just guessing that they don't do shit since I don't see any of it, which I think is fair. Cause
yeah.
I have pretty good optics.
Right.
Weird.
Yeah.
Dude, even Dave, every time he comes on the show, brings me a fucking gift.
Yeah. Dave could leave some help with his advertisements, too.
Ariel Lowen sent me Born Primitive pants before Born Primitive was a sponsor. They're like
she
my favorite
sent
pants.
Me some, too, which was so
wow.
nice. For
wow.
I saw both my pairs way back when.
And that is a smart thing. Actually, don't even call me. Call Sousa. He's the one completely in charge of the schedule. Even when Jason's like, hey, can you come on the show? I'm like, I don't know. I got to ask Sousa.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed being on the show, though.
That's cool. I can't wait to watch it. It'll go great for his numbers.
I hope I didn't do anything like not squat below parallel and diminish my brand.
For you to open your site for UK delivery on your oil and leather products, please. Also, one of the games going international. Just answered that on the previous content for the international oil. I don't know. I got to look into if I could ship overseas, if I could ship oil. The oil mafia probably won't like that. Not that I'm having that sort of volume, but I don't know if I can, but I'll look into it. At GDoggyDog05, I'm a friend of Eric Preston from when I lived in California. He went to my church, and guess what? He introduced my passion, CrossFit, in 2021, and I went from 250 pounds and was able to do one pull-up in 2021 to being 180 and able to do 10 ring muscle-ups. And if it weren't for decimating my calf the day before 24.2, I'd be able to continue my CrossFit season. Just wanted to say I love the straight talk and honesty and love hearing the Bible stuff. But yeah, you only obviously got to share what you feel like sharing. Thank you. That is true. And I do that on a number of topics. I only share what I feel like sharing. Eric Preston, he works for CrossFit. Great guy. Seminar staff, Flowmaster. Now,
awesome guy. Do you know him?
Yeah, I got the pleasure of working with him at the Hell Summit.
Awesome dude.
Yeah, he was great.
Been around forever. Dawn of time. As long as I can remember, he's been at CrossFit. Awesome dude.
Mm-hmm. Press media and content on the IG. Super cool to hear your journey. He went from 250 pounds in 2021. 4 years later, he's 180 pounds. And was this guy, not Eric Preston. This guy's a friend of Eric Preston. And was able to do one pull-up in 2021. And now he can do 10 ring muscle-ups. Man, that's an incredible journey and incredible progress in such a short time frame. Thank you for sharing that. Super cool. Super cool story. And that's as
exciting as Daniel Brandon's story. Dave seems more excited.
And Dave just narrated it for us too. Look at that.
Yeah. Oh, that can, if they ever make a documentary about that guy, it can start with Dave.
Start that clip right there.
Power. And that's the power of CrossFit right there. At Byron Smith 4919. Hey Dave, as you read through the Bible, have you thought about attending a church? No, I haven't. And I don't think I will through this journey at this point. No plans on that. All right. That's pretty much it for
people are really excited about the Bible thing.
Mm-hmm.
It would be like if he read like a story about a farmer, like a Steinbeck book or something, that people be like, so are you going to open your own farm? Or if he read the life of Ron Jeremy, people are like, so you going to start getting into some porn? It's like crazy, right?
We can review. Yeah. Big week coming up. Just a lot of stuff going on. Quarterfinal registration. And so make sure if you're a quarterfinal athlete to register so you can compete and get on the leaderboard. I'm probably going to head to Colorado for a couple days this week for some army work. And have a few other things going on, but excited about this upcoming week. All right. Thanks for tuning in. If you have any thoughts or comments, as always.
He edited himself. There's something he wants to share that.
He does that. That's like a little Easter egg he's dropping, right?
Yeah. Or I know he doesn't like to just keep talking. I know he should. Oh, look at 12 Daily Doses. Hi, Dave. Not sure what your mountain lion take was, even supporting the cat or the humans who were harmed. Maybe that was your point, though. If so, I agree. Personally, I say, why do we need to always take a side? It sounds to me like when a wild animal attacks a human like this, that's life. Just try and be prepared when in the area, and everyone knows what animals may be. Not the lion's fault, nor the humans in this example. Really bad luck. There's no blame here. Sometimes bad shit happens. Side note, I watch 16.5 live announcement once every couple months. Great stuff, putting yourself out there. Jesus, criminy, dude. Why don't you write something that nice to me, Pat?
That was nice.
The fuck?
I was going to go through and answer some of those questions on my show tomorrow.
Oh, these here?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's not a bad idea. I like
that. I didn't watch the show, but I just scrolled through and started looking at some of the questions, and I was like, oh, there's some interesting ones in here.
Maybe we're going to get two shows out of one Dave show?
Yeah, I'll do Dave's next week in review.
Oh, that's awesome. These are the questions Dave should answer. Rich Haas, where is the CEO here for this? Where is the CEO here? Where is the CEO here for the Standy shirt? Wow, a Standy shirt. Did you see the new shirts that are coming?
No. Wait. Yes.
I know. If you look at,
I think I have seen it. I know what it is now. Yep. Yep.
Oh, my God. I'm probably going to retire these shirts, except for like my black one.
Really?
Dude, I mean, I don't know if retire is a little hard, but this shirt's crazy, dude.
It's cool.
Do you think the back should be on the front, or you like that on the back?
I like it on the back.
Holy mm-hmm. shit.
Mm-hmm. I like it on the back. I like shirts that have like a little like pocket logo and then a bigger logo on the back.
The king's holding a microphone.
Yeah. It's cool.
Is his nose big enough? Can you see it?
No.
Oh.
Where'd you, which, is it in a, it's in a text thread, right?
Yeah, with Caleb. I sent it to you and Caleb a couple days ago.
Okay. Hold on.
I know the texts are just a fucking complete shit show.
I know. And the search function on these suck.
So there was someone else. Oh, Angie. There's this chick, Angie, I want to get on the podcast. She runs a rehab.
Oh, I met her.
Yes.
She might have slipped through the cracks. I think you sent me her stuff, and I think we started a conversation. I started a conversation with her.
How do you spell Angie? A-N-G-I-E?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Oh, yeah, Angie Rehab Center, Sousa. I'll just bump it.
Okay, just like
last year. Oh, no, I didn't. Angie.
I met her, though.
To have you on my podcast. I hope it's the right Angie. All right.
Yeah, and I also don't. On the shirt, I would move that logo that's in the front. I would like that moved to the left.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I just don't dig it like center.
Oh. Will you tell him?
Yeah. Well.
What if it was bigger? You can just send this to Travis.
I mean, we're just talking about my personal preference here.
Yeah, I don't care. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And make it your preference. I like it to the left too. Fine, make it to the left.
Because I like the little pocket logo here. You know, like you did the Harley ones with that orange like CEO. I dug that with the bigger.
Yeah, tell him.
But this is dope, dude.
It's fucking gangster.
Yeah.
Show us the new shirt. God, I don't know if I should do that.
No.
Because what if it gets changed a little bit?
It'll get changed a little bit, yeah. Just let it simmer. You guys will just wait.
You'll like it, though. It's. I like it. It's crazy.
I like it.
Do it. Jake Felton. That there is a favorite moment of the show's hands on the head, deep in thought. I got a t-shirt made with black and white tank. Man, I got a t-shirt with a black and white photo of Tank Man from the Tiananmen Square demonstrations back in 88. Wow. I don't know what made you bring that up, but that sounds like a cool shirt. Sounds like something like Bansky would paint.
Banksy.
Oh, Pedro's show went off the rails today. Is today Wednesday?
Mm-hmm. No, today's Monday. He had he had Seth Page and he had Taylor Self on, and he wrote programming for his like hypothetical gym, like a week of it. And then
Pedro did,
and then Seth and Taylor like went through and educated him.
Oh, did you see it? Does Taylor just go fucking get unhinged?
I only saw the back half of it, and by that time, Pedro like froze. And then he left, and then Seth and Taylor were just on the show together.
Oh,
and they're like, what do we do? Is he going to come back? Do we leave? So then they left, and then it was just the background live for a minute. Then Pedro comes back on. Yeah, that's the part I saw. I loved it.
Wow. Let me see this. Let me see.
But I'll go back and watch it.
Pause and watch. Let me just dip into a section and see if... Oh, shit.
Yeah, just peek around, maybe.
Let me see what we got going on here.
Did they show our shirt? I think RB was insinuating that they showed our shirt. Taylor didn't even have a fucking shirt on.
Air squat and wall ball in the same workout where they're repeating. If it was like a chipper and maybe on either end of the chipper, there's like 100 air squats, 100 air squats in the middle, there's 50 wall balls. Maybe I'd be okay with that. But I would change this workout to 42, 30, 18 wall ball, dumbbell, shoulder, overhead and leave it at that. Maybe. Well, what's the time?
Dude, Seth's getting around. He's hoeing himself out.
I went on a show, Friday, last Friday.
Yeah, everyone's digging this dude, huh?
Yeah, I had a great time on the show. My fucking power went out in the middle of it.
Faster than six for some.
Is that show up yet?
It was live.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's up.
Oh, I'm listening to it. I'm gonna go work out now. Listen to that.
Okay.
Cool. Someone who's really good with you can cycle dumbbell shoulder overhead, really
push ups and just give. Yeah, it just looks clunky, right? And the back to back squats for you're not serving back to back squat.
You could also.
What do you? Sorry.
I just want to hear Taylor yell at Pedro. Does he yell at him at all?
No, it was more like they're like we're constructive. Teachers. Yeah.
You can still live in that 25 to 30 minute time domain. But I would also knock the rounds down if I was going to make the.
Or a sandbag clean. That'd be cool. If you have sandbags at your affiliate, we have a ton of sandbags. Love to use them.
How about you point your fucking mic at your mouth, you douche, not douche canoe? Hello? I'm Taylor Self.
Yeah,
how you doing? Douche.
That's funny.
All right. Give this the thumbs up. Let's see what the people. Greatest podcast ever. Please do more. Wow.
Wow.
Greatest podcast ever. Fuck you. No, it is not. Asshole. Thank you. Didn't know Chad Kroger was. This into CrossFit? Oh, is that a dig at Seth? Because
I guess
Chad Kroger.
I don't know who Chad Kroger is, so that's.
I met Seth once at a competition. He had his dogs with him, so that was cool.
Oh, it's that fucking guy from Dave's Week in Review.
Oh shit! Shoot the club! Wow,
shoot
Seth,
the
that
club
guy's
up.
A douche.
Shoot the club up 42.
Wow. Different strokes for different folks. I bet a lot of money that if both Seth and Taylor looked at it, the training plan, they would both hate it. The training, I don't know what that is. Nothing bastardizes methodology more than what Jamie, Jesus. Just hating on Yami. The best jump ship training, the best program is the one that works for you. I have nothing against other styles of programs. It just wouldn't fit what I'm going for. Oh, come on, Seth. I didn't let Kalipa get away. Kalipa tried to do that today once to me.
Do what?
He basically said we were talking about birthing, and he's like, hey, there's different things for different people. My wife had an incredible experience at the hospital, and she had these great kids, and I'm so happy to be a dad, and we have this wonderful family. I'm like, yeah, but there's an opportunity a woman has if she wants to fully become a woman, which involves going in the backyard, pulling your pants down, and shitting the baby out in the fucking grass. And if you don't do well, your husband stands there with a loincloth holding a spear. And if you don't do that, you are not experiencing full womanhood. It's not a dig. There are better training programs than other training programs. Yes, Seth, of course there's a training program that if you just sit on the fucking couch and all you're going to do is lift cheer, it's 30,000 reps of Cheerios and a short range of motion. No, sorry, Cheetos to your mouth. No, I'm not letting you get away with that. If a fucking lion is born at the zoo in the cage, he's not gonna experience a bunch of lion shit. And I'm not gonna let you say that. Seth's taking notes. Thank you, Seth. Thank you. Good idea. Like, listen, if you're a girl and you want to have the full fucking blossom into womanhood, you're gonna get pregnant. And then you're going to have the baby and you're going to birth it from your vagina and you're going to be like, I did it. And then you've made the full cycle of your fucking capabilities. You could go to the hospital too. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm not saying one's right or wrong, but you are missing out on the fucking opportunity. One is if you want to express womanhood to its fullest, then you got to do that. And then you're going to be like, holy fuck, you'll have a different, your whole perspective will change. It's like are you a house cat that gets fed out of a bowl? Or are you a fucking cat that can never take a day off? Did we talk about this today, Sousa?
No.
And you have to hunt gophers. The wildcat never goes on vacation. He has to hunt gophers every day. He's a cat. If your pussy doesn't do the pussy thing, then you're not really you missed out on some opportunities as a woman. Same with working out. If you don't do fucking high intensity, you're missing out on some shit. I'm telling you because I know. I didn't find CrossFit until I was 34. I was just a fucking fat kid that set records for eating tacos at Taco Bell, and I didn't get to express my manhood. I'm telling you from fucking personal experience. got a wonderful piece of meat between my legs that operates for high functioning, but there's a lot of other shit I didn't get. You know what I mean? And it's like, just anyway, yeah,
that was like what you're saying earlier, where you make some statements and people think that you're insulting them, but you're not.
Yeah, I'm not insulting you. You have a choice. Yeah, you have a choice. Yeah, exactly. If Sevi were a woman, he'd be at the hospital with an epidural in no time. Fucking probably. It's someone pointed out that I don't have to pee very often anymore.
Yeah, you used to just end a lot of shows that way.
Yeah, I wonder if I'm okay.
Probably the BP157.
Oh, CA Peptides.
CAPeptides.com.
The show, so Tim Murray, the fittest man in the world, will be on the show at 5:30, setting the burpee world record. So basically what's going to happen is these two ding-dongs, Colton and Berman, are going to set the world record at 4:30 on Spin Show. And then CA Peptides is putting up $1,000, and you as the listeners are putting up $1,000. And then Tim Murray's going to fucking break the world record.
It's going to be epic.
I really wish Lupe would get a picture.
So we can know. Well, we don't even know what these pictures. Half these pictures aren't even the people.
Like, yeah, Carla. Cara Saunders did it. Yeah, she squatted the fucking baby out on the. Yeah, she squatted it out. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, so she got an experience that, I mean, I'm like, I can't even have that experience. She got an experience that like is like somehow completes this. It's a womanhood experience. What's crazy is every woman did that fucking 50 years ago or 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
When having birth was like something you did instead of a fucking medical procedure.
It's funny when you hear all like the restrictions that they give a lot of like the pregnant women and stuff, where they'll come into the gym and they'll like explain all, oh, we can't do this, or I can't do this, or I can't do that. And all I think is like, who the fuck explained that to somebody in the 1300s?
Right.
Like, you're like, oh, I'll do this, do that, don't do this, don't do that. Oh, but head over to Safeway and buy all your bullshit fucking food and feed that to your kid. No restriction against that. Right.
You got your warmer, wipes warmer. Hey, listen.
Crazy.
Go fuck yourself. I know you're about, one of you ding-dongs is going to write in the comments, oh, it's two bros. Look at these males talking about giving birth, blah, blah, blah. Hey, how about you take a big fucking, go fuck yourself. I was born from a vagina. Mm. And so was Sousa.
Mm. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Tell me fucking I don't know. I was like,
yeah.
Booyah, Kasha. Prove it. There's a rule you can't talk about it because you didn't, you can't have one.
Yeah. What do you know?
Yeah. Sevan is 10 BirthFit shows deep, so thank you.
Exactly.
I'm an expert. And your point? Oh, God, Jeff, you sound like my mom. Okay, here we go. Show's finally starting. Sevi, I saw Godzilla versus King Kong the other day and cried also, but I got a huge testosterone-induced erection when Godzilla and Kong charged together like badass motherfuckers. Oh, you did cry. That's cool. That's cool. Yeah, it's fucking, it's like, damn.
Emily's comment.
Emily Klutzy, shit a turd, 9-pound turd out your ass and come talk to me about au naturel.
She looks like way too nice in that photo to say that.
Listen, anyone who listens to this show, fucking love you. I'm so happy you're here. Let freedom ring, let freedom ring. I mean, like, yeah. Great comment. Yeah.
Oh shit. Did you see RB's comment? I bet you just reading that would freak you out.
Oh no. Oh God. We really need someone's mom and sister on the show. Sue's interviewing them. No, fuck, dude. That would be crazy.
We'll see you guys tomorrow at 11.
Oh my God.
You could have listened to it, but you would have to.
I panic
to
when my sister's like, so I talked to so and so in the comments in the DMs. I'm like, fuck. I don't want anyone that close to me. My mom won't come on, but I want my mom to come on to like be a part of bits, you know? Like, yeah. I'd love it if she called in. She's like, it's inalienable, not unalienable. You're embarrassing us. And then, you know, hang up. Like, hang that'd up. Be awesome. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
No, God, you're right. You know me well. Yeah, that makes my skin crawl.
Thinking, I read it. I got nervous.
I do not want. Yeah, I do not want. Don't talk to my mom or my sister, please.
I was disappointed she didn't come down for the walk on Saturday.
Or my wife or anyone. Don't talk to anyone. My kids want to come on the podcast all the time. Like, dude, you do not. Anyway.
Avi's great. When we were walking out and you're like, all right, I'm going to walk out too. So hold on. And like, you started like head to the front door.
Yeah.
And then he kind of sat up and Avi's like, you leaving? I was like, yeah, I'm taking off. He's like, all right, I'll walk you out.
He said that?
Yeah. And I was like, all right, cool. I was like, thanks, dude. He's like, yeah.
What's crazy is how hard he comes at you when you come to the house.
Yeah.
Like, he's just ready to fucking like talk shit to you.
Oh, he's
but like,
he's...
but sticks to you like glue. Yeah. Come here, I'll show you a magic trick you can't figure out.
Yeah.
Don't be a ding dong. Yeah. Like, dude, this is my friend. How about you shut the fuck up?
And then right
up
after that, he's like, are you going to ride back here with us? Or are you sitting in front?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. When we went to the restaurant or to the beach, he wanted to, yeah. Sousa, sit with us. You're cool. You're not old like those guys. Yeah. All right.
Cool.
I think we're done. Oh, yes. Legal advice show with Rosemary. This is what I was going to say. Occasionally there'll be people in the comments who just like really don't grasp the show. And I see it. I mean, I see it all the time in the comments, but like when I did the Tyson Bagent show, like that's when you really see it because it's like all these new people coming to the show and they don't grasp the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I just appreciate you guys because you grasp the show and the fact that it's, it is a complete judgment zone. It is the 100% judgment zone. It's the opposite of judgment free zone. But everyone's welcome, and I don't really care. Like, I don't care if you feed your kid cotton candy. Like, I love all you guys to death. Like, I'm not like, I'm judging it as dumb, but like, I'm not judging you as a person ever. And I think some of you guys get that, and it's yeah. Yeah, it's a full judgment zone. It's just to like get on the high box, preach the shit, but like, so I can't have my mom and my sister on here. They'll tell you about what a fucking ding dong I am. All right. Love you guys. See you tomorrow morning. I don't know what we're doing tomorrow morning. Susan and I are talking about Susan for sure has a show at 11 a.m. And then, and then Wednesday show's been moved a week, but we might do a show tomorrow morning. Susan and I are debating. All right. Talk to you guys later. Bye bye.